Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. And if you've been listening to Radio Entrepreneurs over the last month, you know that we've been hosted all month by our great friends over at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. And to my right, my co-host, one of the partners in the firm, Rich Hershen. Thank you, Rich.
Jeff, it's good to be here. I'm in a good mood today. I'm looking forward to today's show.
You shifted us to another room today.
Well, I want to give you the experience of multiple rooms here in our office.
Right.
I think this is a nice one, and right. We have some great guests today, so it's going to be a good day.
That's good. And our next guest, someone I'm sure you know very well, Jen Myers of Gray, Gray & Gray, Director of Tax and International Business. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you very much. So tell us about what are the trends you're seeing with international business?
We're seeing that the world is really becoming flat. We're seeing businesses head over to overseas, to Europe, perhaps to Asia. We're also seeing companies coming here looking to expand into the U.S.
And what is Gray, Gray & Gray able to offer these companies?
As a full-service firm, we're able to offer them everything from tax assistance, tax planning. We're able to offer them SALT work, which is state and local tax. You find businesses that are coming to the U.S. that are just not looking to come to Massachusetts. They're looking to expand into many states, and with that comes all different kinds of state and local tax issues. And also auditing. A lot of companies that are expanding into the U.S. need U.S.-based audits. They might have a U.S. parent with a sub out in another country. And so we're able to help them with their U.S.-based audits and potentially connect them with firms in other countries to help with those audits there.
Wow. I would assume that since it's international, there's both businesses and individuals that you're dealing with.
There is, absolutely. You'll have the companies, you'll have a lot of times companies will want to start and expand over to the U.S. and with that they'll send individuals local to them in their foreign country over to the U.S. to start their U.S.-based business.
Really is amazing. I mean, I've noticed in my clients in the past, I don't know, 5-10 years, just the global expansion that you're seeing in a lot of companies. I'm sure you see it as well, Jeff, and a lot of the clients you work with, but it really is true that the companies are all over the world now. Even the small little businesses, they're all going international.
Well, you know, first of all, one way or another, if New England is a destination. It has become a major destination. If you're coming from Europe and you're looking at, you want an educated technical workforce, it's either Boston, New York, or San Francisco are the three favorite choices. San Francisco's far for Europe. It's too far to go. New York might be a little hard to manage and too different from Europe. Boston feels like Europe. And it's easy for them. It's become the easiest city to sort of enter. And I think it goes both ways. When you're going to Europe, Boston to Europe is an easier position. It's a 5-hour flight to lots of parts of Europe. It's not hard. Quebec is easy. Canada is easy. There's a lot of trade coming most trade from Canada comes down through New England when it's finally coming into the United States.
Are you a trade with Canada?
Well, I've been doing business with Montreal my whole life. I mean, I came from Montreal. I've had clients in Montreal my whole life. I've always done business there. I love going up there. It's still the only place I go, at least in North America, where when I go for lunch, they're still putting alcohol on the tables.
And Montreal's a different place.
It's a different place, and they're still having 2-hour lunches. So I do have trouble with that because I've become a true New Englander. But there isn't a business in Quebec that doesn't want to do business in New England, and vice versa because of the tax credits in Quebec. It's a nice place to do R&D because they have such large tax credits. So I agree with you, Jen, that there's just so much going on, and to just look at things from a regional basis just doesn't work anymore.
No, not at all. And it was interesting. I was out in the UK last summer working with some CPAs out there, and there were also CPAs traveling with me from other parts of the United States, and they were all interested in Boston. And I felt bad that no one was terribly interested in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or Chicago. They all wanted to come to Boston, or they had been to Boston, and they loved Boston. So it's a huge attraction for especially the Western Europeans.
Wow. So what country, you mentioned you're in UK, where are you seeing a lot of your work? What countries are you working with mostly?
A lot with the UK. Our firm has a lot of clients with the UK, and with Germany as well. So that's really where we're seeing a lot of the work right now.
Interesting. So I play this game with everybody. I call it the Wayback Machine. I got it from the Rocky Bullwinkle cartoons of my childhood. Mm-hmm. Go on the Wayback Machine. What's your background that brought you to this point and to Gray, Gray & Gray?
So,
did I throw you a fastball?
I'm sorry. Wow, yeah. This should be good. Wow.
I did nothing illegal.
No.
Yeah, let's keep the professional side on.
I was a drug runner.
So what brought me to Gray, Gray & Gray? Prior to this, I was with a smaller firm, and I really was looking for something larger, something. I do a lot of business development, a lot of networking, and what I found was that at a smaller firm, when you're doing the business development, you're bringing in the clients, and then you're also doing the work. So I was really looking to work with a team, and that's really what Gray, Gray & Gray offered. What's wonderful, one of the many things that's wonderful about Gray, Gray & Gray, I could go on for hours about that, the culture, the people. One of the great things is that if I don't know the answer to something because of the professionals that I'm surrounded with, that if I don't know the answer, I can stick my head outside my office and there's probably about 10 people that will know the answer to my question. Most, if not all, of the partners and directors have worked for the large, the national or international accounting firms.
That's true.
The Arthur Andersons, right. Price Waterhouse. And so you have that level of experience and knowledge, but you have it at the level. So our clients are able to get that kind of knowledge, but we're still working with the closely held businesses in many cases. And so we're able to do the handholding that those clients are looking for.
Interesting. Now, are you a member of any international associations that help facilitate, you know, what you're trying to do?
We are. We are. So our firm is part of an organization called CPA America, which is a national organization. I like to describe it as that we have sister firms throughout the country. There are about 70 firms throughout the country. And we share resources. We have trainings together. And that organization, CPA America, is part of an organization called Crowe Horwath International. Crowe Horwath International is same idea, just on an international scale. So we have sister firms throughout the throughout the world that we work with. Our firm, along with 8 other CPA America firms, have created an informal alliance. And these firms, these 9 firms, have said, you know what, we're intentional about doing international work, about working with these global companies and individuals. And so what we've done is we've made a concerted effort along with firms in other countries. So for instance, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Hamburg, Germany, and we had our annual summit with our CPA firms in Germany. There are 5 CPA firms. We get together once a year, and we not only get to know each other better, which is very important, building those relationships, we share best practices, issues on culture, and spend a few days together so that when a client comes in, we had a prospect here last summer that was a U.S. parent German sub, and he was said, well, what firm do you work with in Munich to do the audit of the German sub? And it was great to be able to say, oh, I work with Lars and Stefan at Kleberg in Munich. And it really shows that we're truly intentional about this international practice.
See, I think it's one of the things Jen's done since she's been at our firm is really heading up the international growth that we're seeing, and you've been very entrepreneurial in doing that with working with these, what do you call them, regional, what was the name for them?
Alliances.
Yes, sorry.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Right. In setting up these
it's
alliances,
a big word.
But it's been very helpful in getting the footprint and teaming up with a handful of other firms like Gray, Gray & Gray, mm-hmm. and saying, hey, we've got the United States blanketed here. And going to these countries and really not just having the affiliation where I can pick up the phone and call the company, but getting to know them and traveling to Germany so you get to know these people and have a relationship with them. Is all that intentional of how you've gone about growing this practice?
It absolutely is. And for instance, we have a prospect right now, a very large prospect, and they're based in Germany. And they reached out to our sister firm in Chicago, and it's multi-city audits. And so they said, great, we're going to take the Midwestern audits, Gray, Gray & Gray will take the East Coast audits and will handle all of the SALT work, the state and local tax work for this client. What's interesting, though, is that the partner in Chicago was on the phone yesterday with the CFO of this company, and it's still a prospect. It's not a client yet. And he mentioned to him that he would be in Germany in July, and the CFO just changed his tune when he talked to him. And he said, really? You're going to be out here? That's fantastic. And that FaceTime makes such a difference. And then So I said to the managing partner, I said, great. I said, tell him Gray, Gray & Gray will be there in the fall. And I think that the FaceTime makes such a difference with these prospects, with these CPAs, with whoever you're working with. The people that I spent time with from the U.S., in Germany a couple of weeks ago. I'll see them again in Chicago at the beginning of June because we'll be starting our Canadian alliance. So the work that we're doing with the German firms, last summer we did the same type of work with the UK firms, and this summer we're starting ours with the Canadian firms.
In Chicago. So that's the last thing I'm going to ask you. Mm-hmm. You have this Canadian summit. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's the 9 firms in the U.S. We're getting together with 3 firms in Canada. These 3 firms have a lot of the country. They have multiple offices, so they have a lot of the country covered. And so we'll spend about 2 days with them. Some of it social. We're doing a dinner cruise on Lake Michigan. But a lot of it, we'll spend about a day and a half in meetings. Again, getting to know their firm, sharing culture, sharing best practices, sharing tax tips. Obviously, their tax system is different than ours. Even at the state, yes, and even at the state and local side. So what we'll have is our state and local person, Derek Rawls, present along with their state and local person to really show the differences that the two countries have, because that's so important. We have different speakers coming in. We have a panel and an event on Thursday night. So, and that's where we have someone from this area, an immigration attorney, coming in, flying into Chicago to speak on that panel as well. So
if somebody wants to find you, Jen, how would they do that?
They could call our receptionist here at Gray, Gray & Gray, or they could email me. Just go to our website.
Tell us. What's the address?
Oh, the address? Jmeyers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, at GGGCPAS.com.
Wonderful. Thanks for being on the show today. Will you come back after your summit?
I would love to. Thank you for having me.
Great. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Jen Meyers of Gray, Gray & Gray International Business and with Rich Hershen. Thank you, Rich.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.